Life is a Dream, or at least a wee nap. An original drama from HWMS Audio Theater.
Chaos.
Old Knight.
Solicitors at the bar.
Chorus to our play.
May we keep you one of our cards?
Specialists in acquisitions.
The buying and selling of companies.
Such as the firm immediately behind us.
LNDBO.
Heart of Dublin's technology district.
40 years of successful operation.
Steps from the River Liffey.
Past Eve and Adams from Swarp of Shore to Bend of Bay.
Business to business operation.
Globally connected. 8 time zones east of San Francisco. 8 zones west of Singapore.
A real temptation for any business leader.
We should have put up a sign.
A sign?
A sign. Company for sale.
Inquire within? People would think we're selling real estate.
It would help our most promising buyer.
Rosemary Hawley? The American? Knows her way. Been here before.
She's lost in the rain. Walking in the wrong direction.
Who's the second? Her shadow.
A consultant. Someone to assist with the sale.
Consultant?
Very trendy. Metrics, dashboards, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats.
And still can't find her way out of the rain. This is our story? The story we're supposed to tell?
On the corner, that's the building, Calvin.
Surely, sure, this time, Rob.
As I remember.
Because there's this nifty new technological called a map. Put you in touch with some developers if you want.
Oh, Toggle, look out.
Mary Joseph and the baby Albus. Back here, you knuckle dragger, before I come and top ya.
You okay?
Soaked to the knickers. And my phone smidge on the screen. You tosser.
Go in? Get you dried off?
If you get the right building, it should be a miracle for today.
See, Toggle, here we are.
Aaron DBR. Help you.
We're with... Hi. Oh, my God.
Need a favor, matey, because we're spreading the 40 days and 90s across your floor, so might you have a wee towel so we can derail?
Help.
Aaron
DBR.
Jamie? Jamie Gavin? It's Roe. Rosemary Hawley.
I'm not Rosemary.
No.
I'm DBR.
I'm Rosemary, Jamie.
Help you?
Been a long time.
Time?
Oh, loving a little reunion
long.
Here. But getting a little cold and thinking that the fingers are just going to wrinkly off if I don't. Towelocity.
Towel. Yes, towel.
Mm-hmm.
Back. Towel. Minute.
Shoo. Jamie Gavin. As in Gavin. Corporation or family member?
Believe so, but...
Oh,
doesn't seem...
Gavin's low-parking one of their own as a desk car.
Just vanished.
Why?
Negotiations. He never mentioned...
Pirates bury their treasures. And nothing in the piratical policy manual says they got to be honest about it. Pirate King's coming our way. Calder Tully, DBR Chief Operating Officer.
Rosemary Hawley.
Ask him.
You are here. I did not expect you until tomorrow.
Just arrived. Thought we'd get a feel of the place.
Old memories. Well, we've got a tour planned for tomorrow, and you'll find plenty. Good heavens, ma'am. What happened to you?
Performing baptisms, and the wee children got out of hand.
Ah, Miss Toggle Dwiggins. So good you're here.
Well, someone's got to measure the drapes.
Well, let us see if we can do something to put you in a drier state of a... I see my assistant has
Miss Hawley and Miss Dwiggins, so good to see you. Towels. We have some towels and you can leave them on the desk. setting up an office, second floor. Be here tomorrow. Tomorrow at 10, and we'll be ready to go. Oh, and there's your car. I called the car for you.
Oh, we can.
No. Car's here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Not quite ready for you. Ride before her wedding day.
One thing. The guard looks familiar.
Get some rest, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good to have you here.
Here's your car. Meet you tomorrow. I'll be at the door.
Thank you, matey, for a dry towel and a pot on the earth.
Well done, Bridget. Perfectly anticipated.
Anything more?
No. Well, yes. Send Jamie home for the day. We'll lock the door for the rest of the afternoon.
Our little suitor, Rosemary Holly. Right on schedule.
Well, you saw it on the security cameras, Sophia.
Of course. A little hurt that she didn't ask to talk with me, CEO to CEO.
Saw Jamie. Fire still burns.
Couldn't have planned it better.
And you didn't. Do we set Jamie free from his medicinal prison?
You mean set us free? That's what we're doing.
He's been in this stupor because you said he was a threat to your life.
Mm-mm. You still complain about that shoulder?
It wasn't his fault.
You're rewriting the story.
It's been almost 20 years. And what will he be like? Will he even survive? I mean, no medical professional, realistically.
No romantic ideals of realism, Calder. This solves a problem for us. For you. For me.
A problem you created.
Don't give offense. Made a sad old man happy. Made you and me rich. Keeping his son under control was a pittance price.
But does that justify?
You and I built a network service provider out of a bicycle repair shop. Could Jamie have done that? Or his father?
So, what do we have?
We have an opportunity. Won't come a second time. We'll be free. It's what we deserve. Tonight, stop the medicine, no transition.
Dahl opens its rosy palm to the city of Devlin.
It's morning.
Having journeyed from the city by the bay past the city on the straight to the Emerald Isle,
the earth spins.
From their rest, rises the family of DPR.
Called employees.
To the site of their collective endeavor,
They
make their pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage, commute.
And arrive here, the common ground where they share fellowship.
It's the DPR car park.
They still share fellowship.
Gossip.
That sounds so mundane.
Mundane? Of course mundane. They talk about the things of this world. Or what they think they know about the things of this world. Or what they'd like the things of this world to be if they were in charge.
When they are in charge.
Don't inflate their hopes. It's a dangerous game.
Lula. Hi, Gleason.
Cup of tea before we start our day. Our day at DDR?
Honestly, no. Kids late to school, parking ticket. And about crawling bus who changed the drop-off without telling no one.
A cup of tea might fix that.
One night. Thousands of our Euros are wandering the streets of Dublin without a place to rest.
I'd treat for a pastry.
You're not listening to me, listen.
Oh, I'm listening. I just don't care. It's time to move, Mila. Today.
Move? Like move now? No. Lee, no plan, no finance, no supporters.
No time. Supreme Leader Sophia Coyle has a buyer.
A buyer? Spoiled child of some oligarch?
American. First due diligence visit today.
Diligence? And we fall from the grace of God. When did you find this out?
Got it from Bridget.
She's talking to you again?
I'll start with key employees. You firm up the financing with the lenders.
Do we have time? What's the deadline?
Don't think about it.
Is it real? Is there a letter of understanding?
The letter of understanding is that no one likes Sophia.
Doesn't matter. She makes profits. She pays salaries.
She has nothing, Newells. You know that. Nothing at all. A ghost. A chimera. A wandering spirit.
Excuse me, is the building open for business?
Should have been open an hour ago. Don't know what's happening. You dropping something off?
More like a pick-me-up. Take a look-see, ask a few questionables, you know how it works.
Someone meeting you?
Bridget O'Malley.
We'll buzz you in. She should be here.
Prince among thieves, matey. Thank you.
You're visiting?
Travelers and strangers on this earth, facing flings and sparrows of outraged fortunes.
You from America?
Cork.
Yeah, bro. You're gonna have to buzz us in, babe.
No ID. The chief technology officer.
I think you know where my ID is. Buzz us in.
Thank you.
We'll get Bridget.
While Miss Holly and Miss Dwiggins wait, I should like to explain letter of intent.
I show you mine, you show me yours. We punch the button of the countdown clock. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
More than that.
It's an agreement to make an agreement. We don't explain, dear Chaos, because the law works best when its structure is invisible. When we believe that parties come together because of mutual affection and the grace of an almighty God who pays attorney bills on time and to the full. We need to keep the structure hidden, my friend, or we may reveal that the world is run with strikingly little wisdom.
Bridget O'Malley is here.
Ms. Holly, Ms. Dwiggins?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome officially to Aaron DBR. Hope the hotel was dry and warm last night.
You were most kind.
Checklist. Badges. No worry. Please keep them with you at all times.
Thanks.
The doors. Automatic, but you have permission. You see James, he's not at the front desk today.
Good.
He's a sweet guy, but no one today.
Oh.
No one to open a door if you get stuck.
Sure. We'll be fine.
Two special things for you. Envelope from our CEO, Miss Gavin Coyle. Her answers to your questions you had.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And I found a picture. I should show you outside the letter in the files from when you were here.
Oh, from 20 years?
Casual shot, front of the building, all the summer people, some of the staff.
All a bit glum. Sophia, Jamie.
That's you?
Some might claim, but no, I don't think so.
Guy in the slinger?
Jamie's da.
And that's my guy.
Oh my goodness, I should have noticed.
Well, us Atlanta Irish always have a special glow to our skin. He's here looking for places to put money, creating his investment company, the Atlanta Irish Fund.
You think I would have noticed?
Don't be noticed, it's Dad's philosophy. Promising start for Dad.
Wait.
He did well that summer.
Why did he come to Ireland?
Oh, my daddy saw Roots on television and absolutely loved it. And when he finished our African genealogy, he discovered he was Irish. And, well, the heavens just opened up. Here's your room.
Irish. Oh, wait, that worked. How?
Usual way. Eldest son of a plantation owner with a house slave. Oof, I need it downstairs. But you should be ready to go. Schedule. LOI, yes. Envelope, of course. And if you need anything, just text.
You
can count.
22 stops on the doubling tram.
Hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Don't you think this is a waste of our time?
Waste of time? We're being paid. How's the old boy doing?
Peaceful. Sleeping.
Good. Looked terrible when we picked him up.
Always looked a little, unpresentable. Look completely bare.
Appearances deceive. Bright but a bruiser. That's the story. Fight at the slightest insult. Now carries the damage.
When was this?
Some time ago.
You believe it?
It's a story. Like the story that the Gavins are Irish.
Hey, why do we have to pick him up? DBR's doing a deal. There are more important...
More important things? Maybe there are. Maybe we missed...
That's poor judgment.
Not if President Coyle wanted us to miss them.
We're her attorneys.
She's paying the bills.
Is she hiding?
Hiding? No. What's she feeding us? What story does she want us to believe?
That true story.
What is truth, dear Chaos, but the story we can defend with the law?
This is our stop.
Come on, Jimmy. Up and out.
Watch your step.
Here we are. DBR. Front lobby.
There's Bridget.
Mr. Gavin?
Bridget?
Feel a little sleepy.
I can take him from here.
Hope he comes out okay.
Thank you. We have a standing by. You're needed. Operations review with Holly. Second floor conference.
On our way.
Holly. Review. Bridget.
Visitor Sude. Straighten your office a bit. Come.
Office?
No.
Desk.
No, that's the security desk.
Good day, Mr. Gavin.
Now, hello. Who's that?
The morning guard.
No, I'm morning guard.
Jimby.
Who is he?
Jimby, please just be patient. Your office, over here.
No. Office? Me?
Here we are. Sit down. A glass of water. You need to drink lots of water today.
Hey, matey!
Who? Do I?
Door. Rain. Rising seas. Towelies.
Door? When?
Brilliant conserver of human nurture. Listen,
Guard! Am I a guard? I was a guard.
What the uniform said. Actually, looking for...
No, Mrs. Dugans. Mistaken identity happens. It happens from time to time. Vice President.
Right-o. Looking for you, actually, Miss Flown with the Wind.
I can come to see you in a minute.
Answers from yesterday last? Seems like bobble and fop. Ro is not pleased. Still has questions.
I'll have her take it up with Miss Gavin Coyle. On schedule for afternoon.
Yeah. A little family photo. Ro says it was she that took it. She would like to talk.
Probably shouldn't. I don't have anything to say. Wasn't there.
She wants you. Waiting will be.
Desker. Guard. She said I was a guard.
Listen, Jimby. Everything's going to be okay. You're looking a little pale. Let me feel your forehead.
How are we doing this morning?
A bit warm. Does he need food?
Maybe some juice? What you can get, I'll sit with him.
Calder. Mr. Calder Tully?
Jamie. You were looking just exhausted when you left last night.
This office? Mine?
Of course it's your office. Look at the wall. The pictures. Now, who's that?
My ma'am. Yes, mother.
You and your mother. Standing in front of the old Dublin bicycle repair shop. Start of DBR.
Mothers. Bicycles. Mechanical.
What memories. Your mother had a way with bikes. Founded this company. Your father worked on radios. I came to help. Electronics. Best friend. Look where we are.
Ma'am's office.
A few questions, James. Just to make sure everything's okay.
This is ma'am's.
What's your name?
Jamie. Jamie Gavin.
That's right. And what year is it?
Spring. July. No, September.
Yes. And what's your job?
Maybe a security guard for DBR.
Exactly right. You're the vice president of security and risk for the computer services company, Aaron DBR.
A guard.
Vice president. More than 20 years, computers, cybersecurity, that's who you are.
Got him a smoothie, for a start.
Oh, grand, Bridget.
Jamie, let me get you another glass of water. I'll be right back.
I'll stay with... Bollocks.
Mula, me?
Brilliant. Could you sit with James for a moment? Need someone. You understand.
Sure.
Back in a minute. Going upstairs.
Oh, he's looking good, Jamie. Haven't seen you.
Guard station, Miss Mead?
Lobby. Talk, yes. Every night. Deliveries, Jamie.
Deliveries?
Remember any? Last night? At the
door? No. Was I there?
Your shift.
Me?
It should have been several envelopes. Know who has them?
Envelopes?
Yeah. Last night.
Calder. I didn't. Calder. Calder told
what
me.
What did you say, James? Who supervised last night?
Hey, Mules. Jamie. This is interesting. The office cleaned up really nice for you.
James doesn't know anything.
Envelopes.
About last night's delivery.
How many?
Or maybe five.
What? What are they?
Value?
Too much. Almost a quarter.
Is someone writing to me?
You receive, Jamie. You receive things for the Supreme Leader.
Careful, babe.
For Mother Coyle. Gavin.
No, not a Gavin. Didn't receive.
Okay.
Won't receive.
Okay, sorry. But you know Sophia's company.
No.
DBR.
No. Glee. Those
your duty. Are... Protect her.
Protect Mother. Protecting company. Protecting DBR. Not Coyle.
We're trying to solve a problem here, Jamie, and we need to know.
Not the problem. No, not me. DBR is Mother's company. I protect
Jamie,
it. I protect.
Breathe a little. Can we find Bridget?
Okay, OB. DBR, Lobby. You were not on shift last night.
No.
Do you know who was?
Do you?
Who sent you home? Shift supervisor?
My da.
Oh, Jamie. Not your father. Not now. Not anymore.
Must have been Calder.
Office.
No sense, Glee.
Ma'am's office. My office. Guard desk. Calder? Visitors, yes.
Visitors?
Visitors yesterday.
What about visitors?
Walking in the rain. They were wet.
Here for Sophia?
How many visitors?
Here for me.
Where were they from?
My visitors.
Hey!
What should I know?
Let go of my arm.
Tell me straight.
Mom.
You want something from me that I shouldn't
James,
tell
let
you.
Go.
You think I don't remember, but I do.
Let go.
Well,
no.
Too
that's my
well.
ID. My ID around my neck. I can't quite.
I'm getting colder.
No. Stay
James,
there.
James, let go of Mr. Byrne.
Why should I listen to you?
I'm concerned about you. I want to see you well. I want to see you take care of our company.
Thank you. I just...
This is not how you behave in my presence. Have I not taught you that?
Taught? Teach. You can teach me nothing.
Watch your words, Jim.
Want to teach me why I'm here? Why I'm in this office? Why can't I remember?
You've had some difficulties,
difficulties?
Jim.
Something wrong? Did difficulties fall from the sky? Or did I do wrong? Or someone do wrong to me?
We want nothing but the best for you, James.
Nothing is not right. Envelopes, visitors, my mother's office, and you say I was wrong.
No, James, that's
oh,
not
why
actually...
are you still here? Do you think you're my friend? Because I think you're not.
Oh, no, wait.
ID badge. Mr. Gleason Byrne.
Jim.
I remember that.
Give
name.
It back.
A security code, huh?
Jim.
What might I do with that? Take it. Your computer system's locked. Take your company back if you can.
So, Jamie locks the machinery and walks away?
What it seems.
This is what she didn't want us to see. Sophia Coyle didn't want us to see.
Not likely. Wouldn't have happened if we hadn't brought Jamie to the office.
Maybe didn't want Rose Holly to see it.
Walked into the room with Sophia.
Didn't see that.
What else didn't you see?
The ghosts?
The spirits of a beloved mother and an undisciplined father? Didn't see them haunting Jamie?
Are they part of the deal?
That's why we're here.
It can't end well.
Doesn't have to end well. Has to end favorably.
For you?
For us. We're together on this. Even if you believe otherwise.
There's Gleason, his offer.
Not worth a thought. Nothing to offer. Not a clean break. Knows too much. Can't be trusted.
Yes, but...
And would finance his dream by borrowing the money from us.
Starting to stir trouble. The staff.
Not as popular as he thinks he is.
Well, Jamie's father liked him.
He liked many people. And liked them a little too well.
Oh. Who's there?
Toggle Dwiggin, sir. Asked to see you?
You didn't.
Just a moment.
What do you think we're going to get?
Little insurance.
You think they don't see
sir.
Enough?
Sir.
Finishing a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight the key points.
Maybe. They should understand theirs and don't need to understand
Maybe.
Ours.
Ah. Oh.
Don't give too much away.
Toggle. Come in. Just a seat.
What, you and me? No principals. No Sophia? No Ro?
I thought you and I should chat.
Oh, Balzo. Chat. Like, just chat. Sit around with a pint and swap stories.
Perhaps.
Traditional song about first day of due diligence. Oh, Danny boy, the books is calling.
Come. You've done this before. You know when the deal's going well and when it's not.
Traditional songs always sound best when you don't think about the words too much.
Someone's got to think about the words. Any idea about those that are running through Miss Howley's head?
Just what she's been asking. Trees in your server forest, cash from your Black Lagoon, and customers who drop by for unexpected visitation.
Certainly something more.
Oh, it was a dramatic tazzle-dazzle with your desker, if that's what you're asking.
More like the drama after the papers are signed. You'll be new operational officer. Take my place?
Nah. Pack up the money, pick up the tent, ride into the sunset in search of new business.
Doubtful? You ain't going nowhere. Rosemary will want you for senior responsibility.
Nah, job will be done.
Just started. You'll know the company. You'll be trusted. Senior leadership. She'll offer, you'll take.
Got my own business.
Nothing that gives you what you could get here. Because be honest, you don't have much of a business.
What'd you say?
More than say. You've never helped a company into the Irish market. Never negotiated a collaboration agreement. Never completed a successful acquisition.
I'll tough you one. That's the story you're spreading.
No need. Though, hard to see why she gave the contract to you. Except to distract from her plans. You even own a legitimate business. You even a legal Irish citizen.
Cork. Born.
To a Greek mother.
Irish father.
Record's not clear.
Clear enough. True Irish.
Truth doesn't matter. You raise enough questions, embarrassing questions, and you're out. No payoff.
What do you want?
Clock is running. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. What blocks the final settlement?
You know
more. Don't assume. What can you tell me? What concerns Miss Howley?
Told you. Cash, infrastructure, customers, rate of return.
No. No. Why did she choose DBR?
Right location, good price, and a nice a beach you could dance to.
And it has Jamie Gov.
Oh, you found that milk cow in the wrong field.
She's got unfinished business.
Oh, no, nah, no, you don't get
me. Your lobby visit? Yesterday afternoon, unannounced, outside our letter.
Yeah, see the place.
Not what you claimed. Emergency, soaked to the knickers. Convenient excuse.
Tidal from a dastard car.
You don't think she arranged that?
What? Barely knew the neighborhood.
So you believe? First words. Jamie, we need to talk.
Well, maybe you got the meaning skewered.
Want to see the videos?
What do you want me to believe?
Believe that we're ready to close. Believe that we have other interested parties. Believe that Ms. Howley can take Jamie Gavin any time she wants him. Believe that with Jamie comes DBR.
Does it bother you that we're not Irish?
Does it bother you that no one in the story is Irish?
Some are a bit Irish.
Everyone is a bit Irish.
Not Irish, Irish.
We're in a business that's dominated by a power from the other side of the sea. It sends representatives to our shore that sometimes seem like an occupying army. Our kids wonder if they might have more opportunity if they left Ireland. And when they leave, they imagine that they had a better life here.
That's Irish.
In Dublin's fair city, where the lads are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Jamie Gavin.
So we will move to an Irish setting?
It can be found in any city in the world.
An employee break room.
Bright lights, broken furniture.
An announcement board with notices of workers' rights.
Not every country has workers' rights.
A communal microwave that has never been cleaned. Ever.
That is, yeah, pretty much universal.
An angry worker sits in the corner, brooding.
An old friend knocks at the door.
Who's there?
Remember me?
Visitor. American. Rosemary.
So we don't need to be introduced.
How did you find...
Maybe a few things I remember.
They say you're here to steal the company. Secret payments.
When did you hear this? Yeah, purchase DBR.
Take it to America.
Interested in coming?
Leave the land of my mother?
Your mother was from Poland.
She was.
Cold War. Fled. Father and Calder followed.
We kissed once. You
no.
And I, years ago.
Might have been a thrill, but no. You're thinking of some other summer intern.
Melanie.
Melody, my roommate, sang a song that would bring men to her feet.
We talked.
We did. Last time, the day before summer people were sent home. 2 hours, maybe three.
And we didn't kiss?
No, we talked. Ideals, goals, plans. What could we do with a business? Make peace? Clean the environment, make a better world. You remember?
Think so.
It was a pleasant moment in a strange summer.
Had to keep the business going. Me and Calder.
Maybe. I mean, your doll wandered from office to office.
Also, killed someone. Put me in jail.
Okay. Who's been telling you this?
Right. I started a fight.
There was a fight.
How did it start?
Your da, certainly. Melody, maybe.
Da didn't like to work. I told him.
Calder, I believe.
You were there?
Heard the noise.
So you didn't...
Saw you pull Calder away.
Da?
Sophia and Agarda.
Da was living with Sophia.
After your mom died?
Before. You remember?
I have a picture.
Picture?
Lobby, you holding Calder, Calder holding his arm, Yoda holding his head, Sophia angry, Melody crying.
Maybe they arrested me.
Maybe, but you were in the office the next day, the day Sophia sent the summer workers home.
Photo. Diligence.
Company files.
Jimby, how you feeling? You doing okay?
You knew James would be here?
That's my job. Know where he is, what he does, what he needs.
Very devoted.
Security cams. Need to check you again, Jimby, see if you're running a fever.
I'm not dreaming, Blidgy, am I?
No, Jimby. You're wide awake. A little warm, maybe.
Ill?
It's coming off the drugs, sedatives. It's a common reaction. I called the barber, Jimbers. Clean you up a bit. Fresh clothes.
Slept on the tram last night, Blidgy.
No, Jimbo. You went to your flat.
How do you know?
I track your phone.
Oh, dreamt of my da.
I know that too.
From my phone?
No, I just knew. I always do.
How long has his da been gone?
A year, a little more.
Did da fight Calder?
Mr. Tully will be here in a minute and he'll explain.
Rosemary Holly, wandering away from our agreement yet again.
I wanted to be sure Jamie was all right.
At least you're honest about something.
Honest? What are you saying?
You're only interested in this company because of Jamie.
I want DBR so I can expand my operations in Europe.
Many other companies could help you better than DBR.
Not for the same cost.
I'll use that statement when we start haggling over pricing. The point of the matter is that DBR was not for sale, but you approached us.
I approached DBR because a broker said you were interested in cashing out.
Perhaps. Perhaps you had a deeply personal connection. Deeply personal.
Connections, maybe, but good reasons are never personal.
A heart's desire to satisfy.
You can't possibly believe that.
Doesn't matter what I believe. Best strategy? We restructure the deal. A merger. Commercial and personal.
Personal?
You and James. You appear to have made substantial progress towards that goal.
I'm going back to my desk.
Need you with me, Bridget.
Look what we have here. A meeting in the staff room. A clear attempt to avoid running. Corporate obligations.
Mr. Byrne, what do you think you're doing?
Recording the illegal transfer of assets from Aaron DBR.
For pity's sake, Miss Mead, if there are illegal transfers, they're not occurring in this meeting.
I order these discussions to stop.
You may order all you wish, but you have no power to command.
You are improperly ignoring our proposal to purchase this company.
I will not talk to you until you turn off your camera.
No.
Off now.
It's off.
As it should be. I am considering a prior claim. Miss Holly's proposal.
The employees support us.
No importance. They cannot possibly stand by an agreement that is not in their interests.
They recognize our leadership.
Leaders? A mid-level technology officer and a marketing director?
And we have the customers.
You may think you know them, Nula, but don't test their loyalty. Bridget, where's Calder?
In his office.
Calder Tully is with us, supports us, and Calder? Toggle Wiggins.
No. No, no.
Toggle is in my employ. Why would he support you?
Mr. Tully turned Dwiggins over to us.
It's not what you just said.
He discovered Dwiggins had an illegal business license.
No. I told him not to do this. I'm sorry, Rosemary. I take full responsibility. Bring Dwiggins and Calder here, Mr. Byrne.
Calder is dangerous. I will not bring him back.
Dangerous? He's twice your age and complains about his joints.
He attacked your husband on numerous occasions.
Not husband.
Not husband, no. But closer than most married couples.
Close me no close and couple me no couple. Don't need to listen to this.
Bridget, would you please go talk to Jamie and bring him back? He'll need to be here.
Miss Coyne?
Go. Try as I might, I can't make him understand that I never wished to take his mother's place.
Yet, you took her husband and her company.
Watch yourself. Janie's father needed assistance and was grateful. Grateful.
grateful enough to give you a share of DBR?
Gave me all that was his.
How much was that?
I command a majority of the owners.
Oh, well, commanding is not the same as owning. Jamie's father made you CEO. How much ownership did you get from him?
I find that question offensive.
When did getting become offensive? I'm negotiating a purchase. What fraction of DBR is yours?
Enough.
Enough. How much of enough is properly owned by Jamie?
Jamie has what belongs to him.
His mother founded the company. He is the only heir.
We are not here to argue the past.
Not past, the present. Our deal. Who has the right to say yes? To say no? Who gets the proceeds?
So this is your strategy. Deprive me of what is rightfully mine?
I'm entitled to an accounting.
We're back.
Tully owns a bit. Couple of employees. An investment fund. After that, the records are silent.
We can talk privately about the rest.
Jamie has what, half? Two-thirds? What does that leave you?
You have that wrong.
Then put me right.
35%.
30. More for you than...
Sorry, that's Jamie's.
Then a little less.
35%, that's Jamie's share.
Minority stake.
But what do you have, Ms. Gavin Coyle?
I would ask again to speak with you privately.
A number that can't be revealed publicly? Does that mean you own nothing at all?
What does it matter? I have the support of the board.
No, you don't.
Not your business, Bridget. You are wrong.
It's my dad's business. Atlanta Irish Fund. They own 20% of DBR.
Perhaps. But you don't speak for the fund.
I know my dad. He likes Jamie. He will vote for Jamie. The Atlanta boys will follow.
And that would be a majority.
Don't understand.
Damn clever, Ms. Hawley. But don't think you can get what you want without paying a penny.
All smoke and spirits. You're just trying to stop an honest proposal from honest investors. Nula?
Been recording for 5 minutes.
Criminality. Nothing more. Who cares to explain?
Rosemary, let's go to my office.
We're coming too.
It's my office. Did I invite you?
We don't need an invitation.
Since neither of you work here anymore, you do.
Wait.
You're gone. Rosemary, my office.
Bring Bridget.
Take the back stairs through the fire door.
You'll need me sooner or later.
Maybe, but not now.
The shooting structure of Rome?
Yes.
The first red guy's enduring human endeavor?
Correct.
Seems a little healthy to me.
Perhaps.
It was a little improvised.
One possible judgment.
We might even conclude that the Rome was absent.
Careful. You're moving onto dangerous ground.
You mean we might be responsible for this condition?
No. I mean, that we might not get paid. Oh, and here is Miss Todd.
Hi, y'all.
Toggle, come with us.
Does coming with us lead to an experience that might be called lunch?
Come.
Where's Calder?
Departed.
Oh, God, no.
Ask was the little he... Revies if you could go take a whizzer and just kept on going. Absolutely brilliant.
Here.
Take a seat. I'm still a bit foggy. Someone tell me what just happened.
We
uncovered, really.
We uncovered that Sophia has been exercising the power of CEO without having the authority.
Who has that authority?
No one.
No one right now. Though it appears you can get it.
So it's my company?
No. Well, you have a nice piece. And you have something Sophia doesn't.
And yet, she had me work as a guard.
Made you. You've been sedated, Jamie, almost 20 years.
This can't be legal, can it?
Normally, no, not legal. I suspect Sophia and Calder will claim that they did it to protect you from yourself.
Calder?
But we have more immediate issues.
No.
He knew. It couldn't have happened unless he knew, unless he managed.
I'm going back.
No, James. You have a bigger problem.
Oh?
The mysterious envelopes.
You handled them. Was the company doing something illegal? If it was, you could be vulnerable.
Let's get Nuala and Gleason here to explain.
You just red-carded them, guy.
Bring them back.
No, they're sat. Insubordination. Clean decision. They're gone.
No, I can handle.
That's right. They're not going to do you any favors.
The four cyclops of the apocalypse. War, famine, plague, and bad personnel decisions.
They came every night. Never looked inside.
Open them up and something's got to fall out. State secrets, dirty pictures, gold doubloons. Ooh.
DBR has a large and unexplained cash business. Laundering money is plausible, but why?
You're safe right now. You can stay safe if you investigate. I'll call Daddy. We'll get you installed.
Then call the Garda and tell them you were shocked, absolutely shocked, to find that gambling was going on in that bar.
Mm-mm. That's not going to protect you, not with this crowd. You're going to need a real defense.
Rosemary, you came here to save me.
No, no, not quite true.
But I need saving. This, I didn't do it. I need you to stay. I need you with me at DBR. I need you as my partner.
It's touching and sweet, but no, romance won't help you, not here.
Can't do it without you.
Without me? Yes, you can.
Gotta be happy in your own nappy.
So, what do I do?
Well, might consider a good consulting firm. Outside viewpoint. Always useful.
Not as useful as a loyal lieutenant.
You?
Bridget.
No. Bridget?
Bridget. She knew you were in trouble. She knew you needed help. She took practical steps.
With Daddykins.
And she has the ear of a major investor.
But even don't know if I can do it.
I can see no better path.
Shall I retrieve her cape, helmet, and secret decoder ring?
We'll be in Dublin one more day before we depart to
Gotham City.
Perth, I believe. See what business we might have there. Call if you need help.
It made me cry.
Don't see why it should. We'll be paid.
So touching. So self-sacrificing.
She didn't have a lot of choices.
See?
He didn't have a lot of choices either. Though, I suppose he could remain a guard if he wanted.
So, was it a success?
Simple application of the law. An invisible hand guiding a former intern.
And her summer love.
Mm-mm. Not all of us accept that hypothesis.
Who thought she had a business underpriced?
A management anxious to sell.
An opportunity for expansion. For profit.
So the story flowed.
Along the River Liffey.
8 hours west of Singapore.
8 hours east of San Francisco.
Pass Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay.
Where stood your humble servant, Kels?
And his dear colleague, Old Knight.
Solicitors at the bar.
Specialist in corporate acquisition.
We did give you one of our cards.
I believe we did.
You've been listening to Life is a Dream, or at least a wee nap, from the HWMS Audio Theater. In order of appearance, you heard Koto Fudauchi of Tokyo, Japan, as Chaos, Michelle Thomas Hansen of Hackensack, New Jersey, as Old Knight, Deben Ayer of Los Angeles, California, as Rosemary Hawley, Zoe Anastasiou of Queens, New York, as Toggle Dwiggins, Josh LaForce, who seems to be of no fixed address, as Jamie Gavin, Ron Bianchi of Virginia Beach, Virginia, as Calder Tully, Taya Merritt of Manhattan, New York, as Bridget O'Malley, Margot Amy of Los Angeles, California, as Sophia Gavin Coyle, Jeffrey Greer of San Francisco, California, as Gleason Byrne, and Anastasia Dolaret of San Demetrio ni Vestini, Italy, as Nuala Mead. This show was written and produced by David Alan Greer of Washington, D.C. He is also responsible for engineering, sound design, and music direction. Additional music material was supplied by Alibi Music, Five Alarm Music, and Atomic Music, with the assistance of podcastmusic.com. Dramaturgy was by Steve Harper of Theatre 503 in London, England. HWMS is an international arts organization accessible through the internet. Its shows are available at hwmstheatre.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Good to have you in the audience.